Welcome to Car Time Stories. Today we're going to take a deep dive into Ray Bradbury's classic Fahrenheit 451. First, we'll get to know the author and find out why he wrote it. Then, we'll jump into the main characters and plot summary. Finally, we spend most of our time on analyzing the work and why it's still relevant today, okay? So, let's dive right in, shall we? Background on the author. Ray Bradbury was an American author, born in 1920 and died in 2012, who was best known for his works of science fiction and fantasy. He wrote over 600 short stories and nearly 30 books, including classics like The Martian Chronicles, The Illustrated Man, and of course Fahrenheit 451. Bradbury was deeply influenced by the rise of totalitarian regimes in the 1930s and 1940s. As a young man, he witnessed the book burnings by the Nazi regime and was horrified by censorship and oppressive control over knowledge. This inspired him to write Fahrenheit 451 as a dystopian warning about the dangers of censorship and anti-intellectualism. Why he wrote Fahrenheit 451? Ray Bradbury was deeply disturbed by the rise of oppressive ideologies and totalitarian regimes in the 1930s and 1940s that sought to control citizens through censorship and propaganda. As a young man, he was horrified witnessing the Nazi book burnings aimed at purging any ideas that contradicted the state's official narratives. This made an indelible impression that inspired him to write Fahrenheit 451 as a critical warning about the dangers of enforced anti-intellectualism. Beyond just the threat of authoritarian censorship, Bradbury was increasingly concerned about more insidious cultural forces emerging in mid-20th century America that could ultimately achieve the same truth decay. He perceived the rapidly growing influences of mass media, commercial advertising, and ubiquitous entertainment as potential harbingers of a society trading critical thinking for hedonistic distraction and vapid conformity. Bradbury feared that the new dominance of television, radio, and sensationalized media could become a truth-obscuring force just as effective as systematic book-burning at indoctrinating the public and constructing an official reality unchallenged by dissent or inconvenient facts. The government conspiracy to outlaw reading in Fahrenheit 451 symbolized this dystopian culmination where all narratives are centrally controlled. With Fahrenheit 451, Bradbury aimed to deliver a wake-up call about the endangerment of intellectual freedom and independent thought on multiple fronts. He hoped to illustrate how both overt state repression and seemingly benign cultural forces towards anti-intellectualism, if left undeterred, could ultimately render humanity an Orwellian society torched of all authentic knowledge and truth. The novel served as an impassioned call to fiercely protect and cherish the liberating power of free expression. Main characters. Guy Montag is the protagonist, a fireman who begins questioning his role in burning books after meeting a young girl named Clarice McClellan. His wife Mildred is obsessed with interactive television and disinterested in Montag's spiritual awakening. Captain Beatty is Montag's superior who represents the totalitarian government's oppressive ideology. Professor Faber is part of an underground resistance that memorizes books to preserve their knowledge and ideas. Plot summary. The novel opens with Guy Montag, a fireman employed to burn books in a futuristic American society that has outlawed reading. One night he meets his cheerfully odd new neighbor, a young girl named Clarice McClellan. Her inquisitive questions awaken Montag to the emptiness of his life with his wife Mildred and her friends, who seem zombified by the interactive TV shows they obsess over. Haunted by Clarice's disappearance and suicide rumors, Montag begins stealing books he finds on his fireman raids to read in secret. On returning home after helping start a horrific fire burning an elderly woman along with her books, he finds Mildred has attempted suicide by overdosing on sleeping pills. This frightens him further away from the soulless culture he's been groomed into. Montag seeks out an old English professor named Faber, part of an underground network called the Book People, dedicated to memorizing literature and preserving knowledge. Under Faber's guidance, Montag cultivates his reawakened humanity and sense of individualism through the ideas contained in books like the Bible and works of classic poetry and philosophy. When Mildred catches Montag reading and alerts the fire chief, Captain Beatty, war breaks out in Montag's home. After knocking him out, the firemen burn his home's book collection and prepare to arrest him. But Montag turns an illegal flamethrower on Beatty, burning him alive. On the run from authorities, Montag moves from safe house to safe house, guided by the book people, before meeting up with their camp living in the wilderness outside the city. Risking his life to sabotage the firemen, Montag manages to divert their book-burning raids while the rebels hope for the downfall of the oppressive society. In the climactic sequence, the city is bombarded in violent displays of technology and nature run amok. Water pumps malfunction, billboards electrocute pedestrians, and bombers attack, creating hellish windstorms. As a new dark age dawns, the novel ends ambiguously with Montag and the book people hiking toward the city to potentially restart society with the ideas and knowledge they've preserved. Through its dramatic plot, where books spark an intellectual renaissance against brainwashed conformity, Fahrenheit 4. 51 delivers a searing parable on censorship and the vital role of free thought. Analysis and relevance today. While written over 60 years ago, Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 4, 51 has proved to be eerily prophetic about the societal forces that can enable censorship and truth decay. The novel's central warning that the combination of government overreach, public apathy, and pervasive media can extinguish free thought has only grown more relevant in the internet age. At its core, Fahrenheit 4, 51 cautions against any centralized power having monopolistic control over information. Bradbury imagines a nightmare scenario where the state has banned and burned all books, enforcing an official reality and viewpoint without any dissent. His fictional future echoes the book burnings of totalitarian regimes throughout history that aimed to rewrite the truth by destroying knowledge. While books may seem an outdated concept in 2024, Bradbury's deeper message applies to how modern technology and media can be weaponized to suppress free expression just as lethally. Recent years have seen growing concerns about online censorship, surveillance capitalism, and institutionalized spread of misinformation and propaganda that manufactures alternative facts. One of the most controversial examples has been the revelation of the US government pressuring social media companies to limit the reach and visibility of online content deemed misinformation or disinformation. While seemingly intended to combat viral fake news, this throttling technique effectively opens the door for state-sanctioned censorship under the pretext of public interest. Leaked documents showed official requests from agencies like the Department of Homeland Security for major platforms to suppress URLs, accounts, and hashtags related to issues like COVID-19, elections, Hunter Biden's laptop computer, and more. Critics have blasted this government-backed censorship as both unconstitutional and a slippery slope towards Orwellian levels of thought control over online discourse. Globally, we continue to see many examples of reading materials being purged or restricted under authoritarian regimes, much like Bradbury's dystopia. In 2022, the Taliban banned many books on culture, philosophy, and other topics from university curricula across Afghanistan. Hardline nations like Iran have severely curtailed internet access and imprisoned writers and reporters. Even in democracies, recent examples show how brazenly governments seek to control narratives by force. Pakistan temporarily banned TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, and other platforms at various points over the past few years to silence dissent and criticism of state policies. President Lula and its Supreme Court in Brazil are currently allowing censorship and attempting to block accounts for supposed online disinformation that critics argue is ripe for abuse against free speech. But Bradbury's novel also shows how censorship and oppression of ideas stems from public acquiescence and anti-intellectualism just as much as overt state forces. The fireman Beatty lectures that society essentially demanded the book burnings to extinguish uncomfortable knowledge and complexity. Similarly, Bradbury's depiction of Mildred and her neighbors as obsessed, distracted consumers foreshadowed modern social media habits and fragmented attention economies. Year after year, surveys reveal declining rates of literacy, daily reading, and intellectual curiosity across all age groups as digital immersion rises. When citizens choose vapid, soul-crushing entertainment like reality shows and online porn over engaged learning, they essentially construct their own version of the fireman by devaluing books, journalism, science, expertise, and other vital institutions. This plays directly into the hands of would-be censors and control freaks, as an incurious population will put up little resistance as the truth is contested and obscured. Anti-intellectualism, fragmented realities, and belief polarization, reaching a fever pitch, helped enable the rampant fake news crisis and attempts at thought control in recent years. Fahrenheit 4. 51 will remain frighteningly relevant as long as these societal undercurrents enable the book's core warnings about censorship, conformity overriding curiosity, and the power of centralized narratives over a fractured truth. Bradbury's horrific yet plausible dystopia continues to serve as a potent reminder to fervently guard our rights to free thought, open discourse, and the transformative ideas found in enduring works of literature and art.